What's up, everybody, man? Welcome back to another episode of Talk That Talk, man. I'm your boy JD.
It is your boy, Big E.
You know who it is, man. It's your boy Mike.
What up, boys? We back. It's been a rough week for me, but how y'all feeling?
5-0, and my O didn't go.
Five and
My
oh.
O didn't go.
We had a reverse sweep from you last week, and you swept this.
So, hey, I had to bounce back. I had to bounce back.
I hope I can bounce back just like you. Just
Had to
like you.
shake back like Miss Me did in Vegas.
Got to. Had to. Had
Yeah,
to. Yeah, if pattern goes, man, that means I might go 0 for this week. So hopefully that's not the case. Knock on some wood.
no, I hope
Please.
not. I hope not. I hope
I need
not.
you. I need everyone locked in. I need everyone locked in. We have to pay. It's time to pay the bills this week. Gotta
It
pay the
is.
bills.
It is. It's time to pay
It
the bills.
gotta pay them
It's
bills.
time to pay the bills.
But good seeing y'all boys. The last time I saw y'all was Saturday for the Canelo fight.
Oh yeah. I appreciate y'all coming over, man. That was fun.
Yeah, man, you got down.
It
That was
was
fun.
fun. It was fun. Cook some good food and watch Canelo get his butt whooped by Crawford, boys. What's the deal? What's the deal, man? What's the deal?
Just got out box, bro. It ain't much to it.
No.
But got out boxed and couldn't figure him out, man. I
No.
don't think there was anything rigged about it. Anything suspicious. Canelo just he looked uncomfortable in there from the jump and he could not figure out Crawford. Couldn't find his step. And it just felt like Crawford was one step ahead of Canelo the whole fight. So hats off to Crawford, man. He looked sharp. He looked sharp. True champion. True champion right there. And the best fought the best. Canelo's still a damn good champion. But hey, the best fight the best, and that's what boxing's about. That's what it's supposed to be about. Someone's got to lose. And, every dog has their day, man. Every dog has their day.
Yeah, no, it was a good fight. At least it was a good fight. Like I said, you hit it right on the money. He was one step ahead the whole time. He was tagging him. Canelo just couldn't figure it out, couldn't get in the rhythm, and Bud had a rhythm. Like I said, the best fought the best, and the better boxer won.
Yeah, for
Better
sure.
than
And
Canelo.
Crawford didn't look scared at all. He was bringing the fight to Canelo, which was
Yeah.
crazy to see. I mean, never seen that. Getting walked down like that. Canelo walked down like that, but I
It
mean,
didn't look Canelo didn't look too strong in the ring this go around.
he didn't look sharp.
I felt like just the regular shit that he does to wear down an opponent. He just wasn't able to get those shots in. I mean, even hitting the biceps and breaking his arms down. I mean, it just felt like Canelo could not even do that. Every time Canelo threw a punch, there was one coming right back at him, and he's not used to that
No.
at all. So I think that was the issue, man. He
It
just
didn't look like the weight that Crawford put on fazed him any at all, too. Like, he looked
looks like it
just.
benefited him.
Oh, for sure.
But like he's
For sure.
buying up
his
this way.
hands were still heavy enough to,
Fast enough,
and
too.
man.
Yeah,
Yeah,
no, it was
he
like.
looked good, man. Hats off to Crawford. It was a dang good fight. I enjoyed the fight. It was actually, toe to toe the whole way. There wasn't much running and I mean, they were trading, so it was a good fight. It was a good fight. Lived up to the hype.
Yeah, it did. We should have known, man, when he came out to Desperado, man, when Crawford came out to ay. We should have known. He did had
Ay.
to turn him up, You
turn
came
up
like that, man.
facility.
Turned him up, man. I was damn. Should have known,
Good.
he
So
was
what's
sharper, man. He was sharper than him. And I mean, hey, he's a goat.
he
He's
is.
the goat. He's
He
one of the
is.
goats. Gotta get it though.
So what's next for Canelo? What do you do?
I mean, I think I saw what he had two more fights on his contract for next
I'd love to run it back. That's just me. I don't know if that's what Canelo does. I don't know if that's even on his mind is running it back with that man, because like I said, he got his ass whooped. So if I'm Canelo, I'm trying to go out and avenge my two losses. I'm trying to Bivol on my list.
You want Beeble back?
I want
Beeble.
Bivol back, and I want to end my career against Crawford. And I
Does
go out on top. I go out on top getting carried out.
you don't think
Carried out.
you think he still avoids Benavidez?
I don't think
Yeah, bro.
Benavidez
Like,
can make that weight anymore. Canelo had to move up.
yeah, I mean, I just don't even know if I need to see some more from Benavidez, man. And I'm not even saying this because
I ain't gonna lie. When's the last time he's fought?
he fought last year against
Once, right? It was butt whooping too.
yeah,
Yeah.
he cooked him. But I just need to see, I don't know, I just don't think he belongs in the ring with Canelo. And I'm like, that's from a not even just from a fighter standpoint, that's just from a characteristic standpoint. Like, I just don't think he's on either of their level at all.
Yeah.
If I'm Canelo, like I said, I'm trying to avenge both my losses. Fuck two easy fights. I want to go out and avenge my two losses. Give me Bivol. If I lose, give me Crawford. And if I lose, hey, I tried. I tried.
You tried. You tried.
You
You
tried.
tried. You tried.
You gave it a shot. You gave it a shot.
Yep.
You know what I mean? That's all you can do as a dog, as a champion. You go out like a true champion, a true boxer. You give the best, the rest of your, you've given your life to boxing. We'll go ahead and finish it off against the two people that put a number in that loss and that loss record.
Yeah. No, I mean, I agree. That would be a nice way to go out, but honestly, I don't know.
Fuck it, fuck it, Floyd. Fuck it, Floyd.
Boy, fuck it, Jake Paul. Jake
Nah,
Paul. He'll get
please
another he'll
don't.
get another
Please
bag.
don't.
He'll get
Hey,
50.
end your career with a bag. He can get that after his official retirement. That can be one of his coming out and fucking
Yeah.
around matches a few years from now. But I would love to see him run this shit with Bivol. And hey, even I'm calling is. Has Triple G laid the gloves down? Is he officially done?
I think he's done. Yeah, I think he's done.
Yeah, he's done.
If he's
Yeah.
not, if he's not done, I'm giving Triple G a call. You know, hey, you want to end our trilogy? It's over as already, but you want to give the fans another round?
No, I think they gotta end it. You gotta end it at three. Gotta end it at three.
Trilogy
Hey,
for it.
Canelo got his ass. Canelo got his ass.
Gotta end this.
But
I don't know.
is this it? These last two fights on this next year, is this it?
It's it. It's got, I think it's it, man. I think this is it.
Yeah, I think Canelo's best days have come, and I think he knows it. Like he said in his presser, he said, "You know, I gave him all. I did what I was supposed to do. I came. I prepared like I've never prepared before, and he was just a better man in the end. Like he was just better that day. Do I think Crawford's better than Canelo? No, I don't.
This is a good taker. That's a tough taker right there.
I still think Canelo is the best boxer to ever." Step foot in the ring. One of the best, if not the
Oh,
best.
he's one of the best for sure, but you can't put it past 41 and 0.
I gotta run it back. I need to see that again. I need to see that again. He was better that day, but career-wise, I don't think he's better, career-wise. So
Dude, this is like the
tough
first
ass
time
take though from
Canelo.
Biggie. Tough ass
Yeah, it
take.
is. Canelo has had a belt around his waist, and I think this is like 6, 7 years that he hasn't had a belt.
Yeah, it's tough. It
Crazy.
is. It's tough as fuck, but
This fight probably made him realize more, like, damn, this might be it. This might my time might be coming.
yeah.
Like, fuck now.
I mean, what else do you do? What else can you do besides run it back? Those losses, like you said, I mean, he has all the money in the world. I mean, his legacy is there. He's a champ and he's getting a little older. Like, what else do you need to do?
Avenge your losses and call it a year, call it a
Right.
career.
All right. That's what you got to do.
But can't, all right, the other question is though, can he avenge his losses? Is he capable of beating Bivol? Is he capable of beating Crawford in a second match? And if he
What do you
does
mean?
beat Crawford, is this something where Crawford, you know,
Trilogy, trilogy, trilogy,
has to have a mandatory rematch? You know,
trilogy. Got
I
to.
gave it to you got to give it back to me. You
Say
know?
he fights cool and wins that one. Isn't that another trilogy in itself, right there? Yeah,
That's yeah,
yeah.
you're now you're starting trilogies. Yeah, I mean,
Two
I ain't
trilogy
gonna lie.
open.
You have to go Crawford. I feel like if you want to fight. He had to fight Crawford. I don't think he'd go fight Bevo and won the trilogy with him.
Bivol's too
Confidence.
big and he's out of he The reason Bivol, it wasn't because skill, just size. He
Yeah,
sized Canelo ass
he
up. He
walked
was
him
fucking
down.
huge.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the whole
He
fight
was
walked him
huge. I think
down.
Canelo has way better chances of beating Crawford in a decision than he has beating Bivol in a decision.
They run it.
So
The record Crawford in May. Win that one. Let's end the trilogy in September. And we'll go out like that.
that'll be tough. That'll be
Or
tough.
Cinco, or ended on Cinco de Mayo.
Because you know he's gonna fight in May.
Yeah, he's gonna fight him regardless, though.
He's fighting in May.
He has two more on this contract, two fights on this contract, so he has to fight September too.
Yeah.
You know that's all it is, man. September. That's all he fights.
Yeah.
But
But
it's tough. It's tough. He can go either. I don't know where he goes from here. That's tough. Like
I
it's
mean, for
tough.
sure, I think he just relaxes. Like, of course, everybody's gonna relax, but I mean, you gotta figure out something sooner than later. Let's see if there are mandatory fights in May and September, you know.
I hate to say it, but I think if he runs it back with Bud, I think Bud gets him again. I think Bud gets him again.
It's tough. What do you do? Two losses to one fighter, bro.
You shake his hand and you say,
Can't
"You're
beat
better
him.
than me.
I just can't beat him.
We
I
can't
just
beat
can't
him.
beat him.
We
Can't
can't
beat
beat
Kind
you.
of like miss me in fucking golf. For me, I just can't beat him.
This happens.
I can take him to the 18th hole,
This
tied up, and I'm gonna leave down two. I
start
just
off
can't beat him.
good. I
I just
start
can't beat him.
on the first two or three holes, and then he takes off.
Dude,
Yeah.
not even that good anymore.
I just can't beat him. I just cannot beat him.
He can't keep getting away with it.
That
I'm
bit.
ready to run it back whenever y'all are, boys. Let's go. I'm ready.
Ryder Cup coming up. Speaking of some golf,
I got a month.
Ryder Cup,
Oh yeah,
Ryder
next
Cup.
weekend. Next weekend. Let's go, boy. That boy Scottie Scheffler is the best golfer I've ever seen in my life. Sorry, Tiger. I didn't see you play that much, but damn, that boy Scottie is a goddamn good golfer, bro. God dang good golfer.
Yeah,
He's
dog.
the greatest, bro.
Katsavi's one up there. He's got to be up there with
Yeah,
Tiger.
that's a tough take, Miss Me. That
He's
is
gotta
a
be.
tough ass take you just said.
Hey, I'm telling you, bro, that
That is
boy
a
is
tough ass
good.
day because now you're talking about Prime Tiger, bro. I'm talking
That's what I'm
about
saying.
I'm
I didn't
talking
see Prime
about
Tiger.
Situation Tiger. I don't know if Scotty's been he's just been too good to be in them situations. You know what I
Exactly.
mean? But you know,
Exactly.
Tiger was in them. Yeah, fuck, I need to do the impossible, and he did it, you know? I just don't know if Scotty's had put himself in that situation to
I
where
mean,
he's had to
if he
do the
that good, he was that
impossible.
good. He's
Yeah,
up.
I'll give it to him for sure,
Sorry,
but
Rory. Sorry, Rory.
Rory.
Sorry.
Rory.
That's tough, bro. That's
Yeah,
tough. I gotta rock with my dog Tiger and GOAT forever.
really don't. He's getting there for sure.
Oh, he's getting there. He got to.
I don't think he's there yet.
He's not there yet. He's not there yet.
Shit.
But
In a little bit, we're going to be talking about you on the Pro Tour, listen.
I can't lie. I'm gonna have to try to do something.
Pro-Am.
Pro-Am. It's
Pro-Am.
November 1st. November 1st. Big E's
Caddy Swag
Caddy Swag
Tournament.
Golf Tournament in Plainview, man. I'm ready to
Ready to
show
see.
out. Show up,
Ready to see
man.
Miss Me. Come show out, man.
Might
That's
as
gonna
well
be fun to watch.
give him the prize money already. Might as well.
It's gonna be
Nah,
fun to watch.
I'm excited. It's gonna be fun, man. I need to get out there and get back out there and I need some rounds under me. It's been a minute since all these dang trips we've had, but
Yeah, I want to be on vacation every day.
and then I 3 week in a row, I try to go to a tech game and not even 2 minutes in, and it's a 3 hour rain delay. I was so mad, bro. Oh my goodness. Oh.
it
Oh, bro. Hey, I can't lie, bro. The vibes, it was lit. Tailgating that crickets with the mimosas and going seeing Too Short drink some beer, man. The vibes were there, Mike. I understand what you're talking about. The vibes
honestly,
were there.
you went
Was lit.
better. Like, it was even better than this game that you went to, so you even got it more.
Oh, bro, it was so live.
Telling you, man, it's different up there, man. It's different. We know,
It is.
feel it. You just feel it.
Miss me is out there. Blow the whistle. Blow
Word.
the
Word. It was funny, man. all these people were like, what? Like, because obviously, his songs got cuss words and what he talks about and stuff. And all these older white fucks were like, what? They're all shocked. It was funny.
What's my favorite word?
Word, dude, that's the first thing, song he came out with, and everybody was like in shock. It was funny, bro. It was live though. 3 hour rain delay. Obviously, Oregon State is worse than what I expected them to be, or we're just that good. I mean, Barry Morton is playing lights out. I saw this week he might be in some Heisman talks, and we ran the ball, we threw the ball very well, but it's time this weekend to see the real tests. This win here is, does it all pay off for Tech? Does the money that we spent on the transfer in the transfer portal, does it pay off this week? And I think it does. I think it does.
Here it is, man. We're here. We're here. We knew this game was gonna be tough. We didn't think it was gonna be this tough. We had some other games on our schedule that we thought was gonna be, bigger matchups, but here it is, man. Biggest match of the year in the Big 12. And what a better way to do it on the fucking road, man. On the road. Let's go get it done, Baron. Let's go get
Yeah.
it done, Baron.
First true test, man. I offense rolling, like you said, Barron and some Heisman talk. That's pretty crazy. I don't even think we even predicted that part.
Oh, no, not at all.
But dude's thrown 3 or 4 touchdowns in the first half. But now we really see the true test in Utah. First Big 12 matchup. I mean, this could be a Big 12 championship game right here.
Yeah.
Damn well be.
Absolutely.
But I think defense got to show out, and like you said, this money has to come show out too. We show why we're spending all this damn money for reasons like this. This.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously, I don't think we are going to score 60 points like we've been in the past 3 games. Obviously, Utah's a little better. And on the opposite side of the ball, their quarterback, Davion Dampier, he's dual threat. He's leading rusher on that team. And, he's a mobile quarterback. He can get it out. But I do think, like I said, again, the money, the defensive line, this is where you prove if we're a legit defensive line or not with this quarterback right here, dual threat. And if we can contain him and make him throw the ball and beat him, make Utah beat us by throwing the ball, I think we win this game easy, and I don't know why we're dogs.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I 100% agree, JD. Your take that with the line. Here we go, man. If we could just make him beat us in the air, our secondary is gonna hold up.
Yeah, I mean,
Our secondary is gonna
our
hold
D
up.
line gets to the quarterback, our we'll be
Make
fine.
him uncomfortable all fucking game. Keep switching the looks, and Baron Morton, keep it clean, bud. All we're asking, keep it clean.
Please.
We don't need you to go out and throw for 350, five tuts. I need a smooth 185, 200, 225,
Oh, that's needed
two
moving.
tuts and a rushing tut. That gets it done.
You
That'll
know,
get it done.
we've seen hella big plays every week, but nah, man, dude, check downs will win it. Five and
Yeah.
out, those will win it.
This game's gonna come down to a full team and whoever can be the more complete team. And also on special teams. Field goals, everything counts in this game.
That's
And
we will win the game. Low key special teams, but I would be very, very surprised if I see if it's a shootout. I think this is a low scoring defensive game. This is the first, true test for both these teams who've been going crazy these past few weeks, blowing teams out, sitting their starters in the fourth, things like that. And I think this is one of those Big 12 games that is just rough, and it comes down to, the defense. I think it's a low scoring game, but I think our defensive front is way better. And if we
For
can
sure.
contain that quarterback and, like I said, make him beat us with his arm instead of his legs, we're going to be good.
Yep, we'll be just fine. We'll be just fine. I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I mean, this game, like you said, could be literally a Big 12 championship game, and this has probably a lot riding on it, being one of the few teams that's undefeated in the Big 12. So, I
Yeah.
mean.
This is one of those games that people, this is what the committee looks at later on down the line. Remember,
Oh, this is college football playoff talk. You gotta get this one here. You gotta get this one here.
Yeah, I mean, rank 17, we beat them. What do we? I mean, what do we?
Top 10.
What do you think we're ranked at now?
Top 10.
Top 10?
I think we go 13, 12.
I think we see a few losses in the top 15.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there will be.
That'd be huge. That'd be very
We're
huge.
gonna.
I think we're gonna see.
Worst case, there's no losses. We're up. We're top 15 easy. Gotta be top 15 easy.
Easy. No, yeah, for sure. Win this game, we're top 15 for sure. That's why I think you go to at least 12.
I mean, you gotta look at it. I mean, Iowa State, that's not no fucking walk in the park over there against Arizona. That's gonna be a tough game for them. You have Texas A&M against Auburn. That's gonna be a tough game for
That's gonna
them.
be a tough game too.
There's tough games all over this weekend, and it's Tech's opportunity to get this shit done.
Oklahoma, Auburn. Yeah, that's gonna be a tough one.
Yeah. Who's Ole Miss, Tulane, no.
And Alabama,
Illinois, Indiana, Charlotte.
Alabama, Georgia. That's this weekend already. Alabama, Georgia.
Already?
Dang. Yeah, sorry, Alabama.
Go
Appreciate
dogs,
you.
baby. Go dogs,
Yeah,
baby.
go dogs. Tennessee wins.
Go dogs.
Illinois may lose there, but
Dylan.
that's tough. I don't know.
That is very tough.
And Texas wins. Sam Houston State, yeah.
Yeah.
Archie Manning is not really looking like the QB over there.
Hey, Auburn, go shock the world and beat.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Trouble in paradise over there. He's
Trouble in paradise.
not looking like it.
Go shock the world.
Arch is not looking like his steals.
No, he's not. He stays again next year. They're gonna be so good. Oh my goodness.
He's gonna go crazy next year.
Woo! That'd be tough. You can't leave after this. You
Boys.
gotta stay. I mean, granted, I feel like the hype was a lot, but I mean, he is still a kid, first year starting. You got an SEC school, so I mean,
Yeah, he hasn't even really dug into the SEC yet, so
oh,
he
at
hasn't
all.
got a taste of it.
Not a taste. Not a taste. Who they got coming? Florida, Oklahoma, Kentucky. Yeah, they got Georgia, Vandy. Yeah, that's A&M. It's tough.
Yeah,
It's
possible
tough.
playoff miss. I don't know. A possible playoff miss for Texas.
Doubled. If they lose another one, they got to be out, or they got to lose three.
Possible playoff miss for Texas. I mean, it's just tough start, just what we've seen. The SEC's fucking tough, man. God damn, the SEC's tough.
It is very tough. It is very tough. Who knows, man? I'm excited to see 11 o'clock, big noon kickoff.
11
Texas
o'clock.
Tech, Maine, and Utah. I'm excited. Dude, have we dropped what we're wearing yet?
I haven't even seen. I
Yeah,
got
they're
to.
rocking those all white with the gray. With the gray
Oh, what?
letters.
No, nah, we ain't wearing those.
I thought that was this
No,
weekend.
that's for, I think that's for homecoming.
The picture they got is the red, black helmet, red jersey, black pants.
Black, red, black.
Yeah.
We haven't worn that, right?
No, I think we wore black, red, white. I don't think we wore black, red, black.
Yeah, we wore black, red, white last week. Yeah, we wore black, red, black second game.
Keep it simple.
No, we gotta wear white. We
I'm
gotta wear
fucking
white
high,
jerseys.
boy. This is gonna be a huge game this weekend.
Yeah, y'all are getting together at Mike's this weekend, man. Watch the game. Doses and mimosas, man. Early morning.
Doses and mimosas. Morning.
Early morning, man. Got a call for mimosas. Miss me had that mimosa tower the other night. I know that shit hit.
Oh, it banged. Yeah, it was really
But
good.
that shit hit that morning, so I've got to get some mimosas for this game.
Excited, man. Y'all gonna be lit. Shout out, Sean. See if you come or not. But man, I wish I could be there. I got a family reunion this weekend, but it'll be good. Ready to watch this game for sure.
Either way, we're celebrating Texas Tech win this weekend, baby.
Word, word, word. But moving on to Sunday, boys. NFL has been crazy. I feel like everyone's getting hurt. We got like six backups playing this weekend, man. And it's just tough. It's tough. Mike, your team is looking really, really good, boys.
Oh, man.
What do you got? What's your take on your team going right now?
I mean, it's hard. It's not. It's tough not to just be like, we're the fucking best team in the league because that's what the fuck we're looking like, and that's just because not, that's just not my team. But man, we shut down the top two offenses of last year. They did not score a touchdown on us the first half at all. Both these teams, Detroit and Washington, they both really got some garbage time touchdowns, and really is why they got as many points as they did. But doing this to these two offenses, bro. I mean, that just goes to show, brother, that the defense is for real. And it also helps that Jordan Love is playing his ass off right now. Tough injury, though, with Jaden Reed going down.
Yeah, that is tough. But I mean, I think the big
But.
factor we have to talk about here is Micah bringing the energy to everybody on that team, man. Everyone.
You
It's
would.
crazy. And you can tell. I think you could really tell that Micah just brings everybody on that defense and even on the offense just to another level.
Yeah, bro. He just makes them want to play better, and it's tough because they focus on him so much. You double team him, bro. We still got some dogs on the other. But yeah, bro. Like you said, bro. He brings that energy and shit. You would think that he's been on the Packers for like 3 or 4 years already.
I think
Just
it was meant to be. It was meant to be.
it was meant to be. It was
Him
always.
and J Love are pretty good friends, I feel like.
Yeah, they. I mean, they did a podcast over the Super Bowl weekend this past year. They went on vacation. I mean, they're close. I think they got the same agent too. Same
Did they really?
agent. Yeah.
That's tough.
So I think it was written in the stars a long time ago, man. Cowboy fans just never realized it.
It was meant to be. I can't lie, y'all are looking really, really good, and I got
Yeah,
a good
man.
chance of going 3-0 this weekend too.
Cheese heads, I turned up right now, man.
Oh man, like you said, you think the energy at the jump club looks crazy, man. And Wisconsin, it's even better.
It's even better.
Even better.
Where's y'all at Cleveland, right? Or Cleveland going to?
Yeah. But 7.5 point favorite, man, they're giving us our respect. I like it.
It's tough.
I'll be
It's
damned
tough.
with some
It's
TR.
tough. But y'all looking real good. Y'all looking real good. I can't even lie. Can't even lie. So, got a lot to look forward to.
Hey, from the this best defense that we got over here. Well, let's talk about the other best defense over there, man. Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones, looking like Lamar Jackson.
Man, bro.
MVP DJ?
MVP
Yeah.
DJ.
Indiana Jones went crazy, bro. Shredding us. Wow. Like PS2 seen better days, bro. Riley Moss getting over there fucking torch. I just don't know, man. It was an ugly game, but we gotta bounce back from it. It is what it is. Kind of bounce back this week defense and go get it done.
Chiefs
Got
own
it. Gotta bounce back.
Chiefs
Gotta
own two.
bounce back.
That division's wide open. Chiefs 0-2.
Yeah, Chiefs 0-2. Division's wide open. You don't beat the Chargers this weekend. It looks like the Chargers division for sure. They start off 3-0, beating the Broncos week three. That's their
Fuck
division.
no.
And they beat the Chiefs. Ah, yes, their division to lose.
When they have three division games off rip.
Oh, for it,
But
man.
guess what? The Chargers will charge. So whatever happens this weekend, I ain't really worried about it.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. They're living up to the hype this year, actually. They really
Are
are.
finally are.
They're living up to the hype. Joe Burrow's playing. I mean, Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow. What's his dang name? J Herbo. Justin Herbert, man, playing some good football over there. So, I
And
mean,
then
who knows? Who knows?
Earl, man, that hurt my fantasy team, man. Damn.
What's up with that, man? Injury, toe, another one. Who got your backup, man?
Yeah, even my backup got hurt. I had Justin Fields as my backup, bro.
Oh yeah, he's that. He's that.
So I'm finna grab. Pick up Daniel Jones, man. Sorry.
Out here now, keeping the punter on the sideline for two games in a row.
And keeping that punt on the sideline, just chilling. And
Chilling,
yeah.
getting paid.
Golly. Yeah. But finally got my first dub in fantasy, man, this week. Felt nice. Felt nice.
Yeah, shit, I'm 0-2 again in both of our leagues, bro. Oh my goodness. It is rough. It's not looking good. It's not
All
looking
season. All
I'm 2-0 in the league that matters, and that's that big boy league. Fucking 2-0, baby. Let's I'm talking
go.
about. Come on,
Come
Josh
on.
Allen. Come on, Josh
My
Allen.
league neighbors.
Elite neighbors. Come on.
Huh?
Crazy. Cook. Come on now.
Me and
Come
JD
on.
were in that draft room.
Yeah,
We were in that
I'm
draft room. I did make
telling
a trade today, JD. I did make a
you.
trade.
Who?
I sent Calvin Ridley off.
That's fine.
Wasn't getting the looks. I sent him off. We needed a tight end. Evan Ingram. has been cold. We needed a tight end. I went and got Juwan Jennings for Calvin Ridley. Juwan
Sean,
Jennings?
he has been doing them on the Saints.
Yeah.
Tough, tough. Who
Tough.
knows, man? I mean, Calvin really needs to catch a damn ball, but
I needed a tight end.
our O line needs to step up because, god dang, he don't have no time to throw the ball back there. He does look good. He hasn't thrown the interception, but we can't put a full game together. We can play good in the first half and then fall apart in the second half. 2 weeks in a row. 2 weeks in a row, we're in the game. In the first half and then fall apart in the second half. I don't understand it. I don't understand it, man. Duke got the coast this week and the spread is only 4.5, which is surprising, y'all said, but I don't know, man. I just do not know.
Yeah, it's tough, man. And you got a rookie, coming off that year last year. At least you see some signs of something good in Cam Ward, man. At
Oh, for sure.
least you see some. If your receivers catch the ball, we're looking at 1-1.
Could be looking at 1-1 and catch the ball.
One
Could be
and
looking at
one.
1-1. Could be
One
looking at one and
and
one.
one.
And the Broncos could be 0-2.
That was gonna happen. That was gonna happen
Imagine
in Denver.
that. Imagine that 0-2. Oof. That'd be very tough.
I couldn't imagine it, miss me. It's
I
reality for the
know.
Titans. It's
I
reality for the
know.
Titans, but it ain't reality for the Broncos.
It could have though. Could have been.
Oh
It
man.
is. It is what it is. Hopefully we bounce back and do something crazy this week.
Yeah, well.
Against the Colts. Who knows? We're due. We gotta
Oh.
be due.
Stay
Go
healthy. Go shred these guys, please. Go shred these guys.
Bring them to reality.
Oh my goodness.
Bring
Somebody.
them.
Denver couldn't do it. Had the game in
Somebody.
the bag, boys. That was so rigged. That was so rigged.
What happened at the end of the game? I thought y'all just missed that field goal. I didn't know there's a penalty.
That leverage, man. That leverage.
They called leverage on a why we were fucking jumping to block a 61-yard field goal. Pissed me off already. And they call leverage, 15-yard penalty, sets up a 47-yard field goal, bang. Oh man, I was sick.
Jeez.
Gotta leave that center alone, man. Gotta leave that
You
center
gotta
alone.
leave that center alone. Ain't no reason. That's very tough. That's heartbreaking. I saw a lot of TikToks on there. I even saw your
They
TikTok
did
on
that
there.
shit to us too. They did that shit to us too. I have the video. They didn't call leverage on them.
That's probably the first leverage penalty of the season.
Man,
A
I don't even want to hear the word leverage.
tough.
That's wild. But
Vocabulary.
guess what? We're 1-1, and the fucking Chiefs are 0-2. So I'm happy for that.
Yeah,
Happy for
tough.
that.
First time the Chiefs are 0-2 since they drafted Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes there, that's crazy.
Loving it. I'm loving it. I hope they
That's
don't win. I
wild.
hope they go 0-5.
Oh, they got the Giants this Sunday night. That's
And
a Sunday night game.
Russ coming off. How many yards did he throw against the Cowboys?
Shit, like 500.
Did this man throw for four plus?
480, something like that.
What?
Dude cooked my bet, my lock. The only loss I had last week, 4-1. The Cowboys let Russ fucking cook.
They let Russ cook.
He cooked Diggs so bad, man.
And guess what? Russ still lost. That's how ass you are, Russ. Still can't find a way to win.
Yeah. Now he threw that interception in OT, man. That was just stupid.
This man threw for 450 yards.
Hey, I don't care what he does, just keep feeding neighbors. That's all I need.
Keep feeding neighbors. Dog. 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 Cam needs to just throw a damn ball to Calvin Ridley, but he can't catch the ball, so I don't know.
Gotta have
Supposed to
somebody.
be wide receiver one, be wide receiver one. You want to be wide receiver one, then show me.
Please.
Ah, dang. That's tough, man. That's very tough. Very tough.
Yeah.
Well,
Hey, bounce back week for y'all boys. Bounce
bounce
back.
back week. Bounce back week for everybody. I need to bounce back this week. With our bets, went 0-4, man. Looking to bounce back like Big EDF 5-0. I guess I started off real quick. NCAA picks, man. First pick for me is going to be the Baylor Bears. Sawyer Robinson doing this thing over there. Shout out to 806. They got Arizona State coming to town. Give me Baylor money line. It's a night game. I think Baylor is a sleeper team that we did not talk about in the Big 12 to be there at the end, and I think they can with Sawyer Robinson at quarterback. So give me Baylor Bears money line over Arizona State. And then for my second pick, man, is gonna be the Illinois Illini plus 6.5 versus Indiana. They are on the road. It's in that game as well. Indiana's a great team. They can run the ball and pass the ball very, very well, but I think it's going to be a close game. 3-point game, I still think Indiana wins, but Illinois covers 6.5, so that's going to be my two picks for NCAA.
And good teams win. Government. Yeah. But all right, I'm gonna go this week. Went 2-0 last week against the Devils. Try to stay hot, man. I'm going Michigan money line versus Nebraska. Nebraska hasn't played anybody, man. I think they played Cincy the first week, and that was their toughest game. After that, they had Akron and Houston Baptist. Michigan coming off that loss versus OU, I think that was a reset for them. And I just think they keep rolling, man. I think they keep rolling right now. So give me Michigan money line versus Nebraska. And then we're going to do Missouri minus 10.5 versus South Carolina. Lenore Sellers is questionable, but even if he does play, I think Missouri runs this ball nonstop. They're the fifth best rushing offense in the NCAA right now. And that's their bread and butter, and that's what's going to win them this game. And give me Missouri, drop 10.5. Big spread, but big for a reason.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Love both y'all's picks, man. Let's have a day, NCAA Saturday. I'm gonna go ahead and pop off my bets. Went 5-0 last week. Swept the board completely. Did not miss. And I'm looking to do the same shit again this week, man. First game of the week. Starting it off 11 o'clock morning game. We're gonna be rocking with the TCU Horned Frogs against SMU. It's gonna be the battle of the DFW. And I think this spreads at 6.5 points. And just with SMU going to the playoffs last year, and Jennings, the way he had the year he had last year, hasn't really had that fire that I seen in that SMU offense that I did last year. And I think this spread right here, they're setting it big for a reason. And I have the TCU Horned Frogs covering that -6.5. We're gonna buy the half point -6 TCU. For my next game, we're gonna be rolling with a 3 o'clock game. We're gonna be going with UAB minus them boys down there in Tennessee. Tennessee's rolling, man. Tennessee's hot. They're a ranked team, but UAB they got a decent squad, and 39 points is a fuck ton of points. That is a fuck ton of points, and all we need is a little backdoor touchdown at the end to cover that. So give me UAB plus 39.5 points. And I believe that's gonna be oh, and then I have one more NCAA. I'm rolling with East Carolina. East Carolina plus 7 points. This game right here against BYU, this spread is so low for a power team versus a really nobody, because who is East Carolina? I don't even know where East Carolina is at. Couldn't tell you. But give me East Carolina. I love them with the points here, +6.5. I think they might outright beat BYU. I think this is gonna be one of them parlay buster games in Vegas. Loving East Carolina here. Give me them on the +6.5 by the half point, +7.
For sure, man. Looking to go undefeated on Saturday as well on Sunday. I do have a good feeling because both of y'all, we got same picks. So I feel really good about that because something got to change. First game here, man, right in the hot hand. Baker Mayfield, man, in the Bucks. -6.5 versus the Jets. Justin Fields will be out. So hopefully Justin and Emeka Ebuka can get over 30 yards because he cost me $300 by half a yard, which was tough. But I think he goes off and the Bucks go off. This weekend versus the Jets. So Bucks -6.5. And then give me the Panthers +5.5 versus the Falcons. The Falcons haven't been looking that great. Yes, they got Bijan, but they do have struggles on the defensive side of the ball. And I think Bryce Young has a little bounce back game with Tua Tagovailoa, McMillan at the receiver spot. And I still think the Panthers win maybe by field goal, but they do cover the 6 points. So give me the Panthers +5.5 and by the hook to six.
I like it. I like it. And I like it so much that I made one of those picks my pick. My great minds, what do they do, Miss? What do great minds do?
They think alike. They think alike.
They think alike. And I'm going to ride with you. Shake and bake, Bucks -6.5, like you said. Justin Fields out. I'm gonna take Baker versus Tyrod Taylor any day. New York Jets are just in piss right now, man. And I think it continues. Give me Bucks, like you said, drop 6.5. Give me, but I think they win. And also my next pick, I gotta go with my boy AR8, man. Gotta bring it back. I think he bounces back from that loss last week. Honestly, might have should have won, should have pulled it out. A couple of interceptions that weren't his fault. But I think it's a DK game this week. I haven't heard him all year. It's his time now. So I think they get it done. Give me Pittsburgh Steelers money line versus New England.
Love it, love it.
Bang. Love it, love it. And here we go for my first pick in the NFL. We'll be rolling with the Los Angeles Rams against the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles haven't had that high-powered offense. They haven't showcased the high-power offense, and they do allow points to be scored on them. They let the defense win them games, and they don't ask much of Jalen Hurts. In this game, I think it's going to be different. I think the Rams are going to be too much for them. I think they're going to do just enough to cover this spread. I'm not saying the Rams are going to outright win, but give me the Rams plus 3.5 points. I love them here, and I really do think they could cover this spread. For my next pick, we're going to be rolling with the Panthers, plus 5.5. It's ugly. Betting on the Panthers is always a scary scene, but man, I love them here. They compete. Bryce Young's out there doing his thing. I think they do enough. It's not really on the Panthers this go around. It's going to be on Michael Penix and the Falcons' struggles. They have them at -5.5, so I'm going to be taking the Panthers plus 6 points. And to end my picks for the week, I got to roll. I got to back my team. This ain't a biased pick either. This defense has got to bounce back. And I think they do it beautifully against this hot Charger team. I think they shut them down. Bo Nix has a day. It's going to be a battle. Give me Bo Nix and the Denver Bronco defense to bounce back and really show what this Bronco team is made of and take first place of the AFC West this weekend. Come on.
Yeah. Let's have a great weekend, boys. We're due.
Even though, some of us had, losing weeks, we're still, I think we're still in green overall. So let's keep it rolling. Squad rides are hot right now. Squad rides are hot. So
Hot,
here.
hot,
So if you
hot
do,
like Little Caesar's pizzas. Hot and ready.
hot and ready, baby. Hot and ready. So if you do want to ride the squad rides, of course, there's no other option this weekend of a squad ride. TTU Moneyline. TTU Moneyline, 11 a.m. in Utah. Easy.
Easy,
Easy.
easy. This
Squad
Texas
rides are
Tech,
coming.
like we said a while ago, this Texas Tech defense, like Miss Me was saying, all these transfers, all this money we've spent, is this defense really who they are to be? And they prove this shit on the road. Texas Tech money line boys, we don't even need the points. They can keep them. Leave the points in Vegas. We don't need them. We don't
Let's
need them.
go.
We don't need them. But excited, boys. Everyone have a great weekend, man. Y'all have a great weekend turning up at Mike's, man, with the mimosas. So, the squad ride Texas Tech, man. Go shop a Caddy Swag and Underdog, man, and go get you some merch. And let's do it, boys. Talk that talk, man. We're out.